time now for high school basketball here on KJAN, as we'll send things out to Jim Field and Chris Parks in Walnut tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Brett. We are here tonight at Walnut High School, getting set for high school basketball here this evening, as we'll have a doubleheader here for you this evening. And the girls set to play here in just a little bit, and then the boys game will follow that up here later on tonight. Thanks for joining us here on the radio tonight at AM 1220, and all those that are going to be listening in tonight as well on the web at KJN.com. If you have those folks outside the area that want to listen in, they can do so on the website at KJN.com. Click that Listen Live radio tower. Well, two teams here tonight that both have three in the loss column, and Cam Cougars with two in the win column, and the Walnut Warriors with three in the win column, and we should see an interesting girls game here tonight so far, with the records being fairly similar. Go ahead and get right in to taking a look here at the starting lineups as the two teams are getting introduced right now here to the crowd as well. For the Cam Cougars here tonight on the road, head coach Joel Wollum, I mentioned they are 2-3. Their starting lineup includes number 13, Elizabeth Maylander, a 5'5 senior. Number 23, Emily Bierman, a 5'10 junior. Number 31, Michael Schwenke, a 5'6 senior. Number 35, Morgan Anstey, a 5'6 senior. And number 41, Lexi Winther, a 5'9 senior. That's the starting lineup there for the Cougars. For the Walnut Warriors, Jeff Koink is their head coach. They're 3-3. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number 2, Alyssa Becerra, the sophomore. Number 14, Josie Anzalone, a sophomore. Also, number 24, Haley Bloom, a sophomore. Number 32, Emily Mitchell, a sophomore. And number 44, Ashley Walker, a sophomore as well. So those are your two starting lineups for these two ball clubs here tonight as we get set for high school basketball.
Well, the two teams come in, as you mentioned, with similar records. 2-3 for the Cam girls. They lost their opening two games to AHST and Orient Maxburg before kicking off a couple of wins, East Green and Glidden-Ralston, before losing last Friday night to Adair Casey. Walnut is split in half. They lost their first three, and they started out a little tougher with Adair Casey, Orient Maxburg, and Iowa Christian, but they've won their last three in a row as the schedule's eased up a little bit with East Green, Woodbine, and then Heartland Christian just last night. So both these teams hoping to get on a little run starting here tonight. Walnut hoping to keep theirs moving forward.
And we'll go ahead and take a quick break here as they get the national anthem played here. We'll be back with more of high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
National anthem taken care of here by the collection of band members here at the Walnut High School. We get set tonight for high school basketball here between the Walnut Warriors and the Cam Cougars. And both teams have been introduced, got the anthem taken care of, about ready to hear to play basketball here tonight.
Well, Emily Bierman with 14.2 a game and Michaela Schwenke averaging 10 a game are the leading scorers for Cam. Michaela, or rather Morgan Anstey, also averaging 8.2 points per game as a team, shooting 35.5% from the floor on the season for the Cougars. On the other side for Walnut, Ashley Walker averaging 11.6 a game, Josie Anzalone averaging 6.8, and Jessica Helms 6 a game off the bench. They shoot, so far, it's been a tough shooting here. They shoot just 25% from the floor on the season.
And both teams are out there on the floor. We're about ready to get started here as the Cam Cougars wearing their road blue uniforms with the white lettering and trim, and Walnut Warriors with their home whites with the red and black lettering and trim. And we're set to tip things off here as Ashley Walker is in the center, and she taps it away from Emily Bierman. And that's going to get things started here as the Warriors will start with the basketball as they win that tap. Here's a pass right side and a quick shot on the right side, and the shot missed, and then a foul afterwards as well as a missed shot by Haley Bloom. And we're going to have one coming up here over the top here against the Walnut Warriors.
Josie Anzalone picks up the foul.
So that'll be the first there on Anzalone and the first here in the ball game quickly. A little pressure put on by the Warriors, but the Cougars get it inbounded and they dribble it up the floor as Ancy will bring it up the floor. Morgan Ancy out top. Ancy will work it out at the point. 3-2 zone set up here by Walnut. We'll throw it in the corner now here to Elizabeth Maylander. She has it tapped out of her hands, but she's able to recover with it and gets it back up top now. Out front with the basketball, it's Michaela Schwenke. Throws it to Maylander, a skip pass. They get it over across there, and in and out of the hands of Anthony, and she lost it, and it's stolen away by the Warriors.
Got a running start down the lane, but just couldn't handle the pass. Otherwise, she had a little easy chippy.
Came into the hands of Haley Bloom, and now she has it left wing. She'll try to dump it down low. Went off the leg of a player and comes back outside, and they'll send it back up top. As Becerra with it, sends it over now in the corner. Get the pass worked around to Emily Mitchell. Now it goes back here to Bloom. They skip it across. Anzalone will have it out there. Now they'll send it back up top. Anzalone will send it in the corner. Now it's right back to her. She takes a dribble, a stop, double-teamed, has to kick it back out. Now they kick it back into the corner. Here's a quick running shot, and way too strong that time for Emily Mitchell. And the rebound, though, comes out long to a Bloom for Walnut. And now we're going to have a whistle here out top, a little reach-in foul. That's going to be called out front here against Maylander, and she'll pick up her first.
Neither one of these teams, as we've kind of chronicled already, shoot the ball particularly well, and both have struggled even with wide-open looks, according to their coaches so far.
Quick passing here by the Warriors. We have a shot, or shooting foul, over that far side as Ashley Walker put up a quick jumper from about 14 feet, and she gets fouled, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. And they whistle the foul against Morgan Anstey, and that'll be her first. And the free throw is missed there by Walker. One more coming for Ashley Walker. And the free throw up on the way. That one dances around and does fall through. So she gets one out of two at the line, and now it's a 1-0 ball game. Home team has the lead here in Walnut. Pass up ahead. And the Cougars break a little bit of token pressure. They'll throw it right side. Maylander tries to dump it down to the block. A turnaround move up and no good there by Bierman, and the rebound and the putback is up and good here as they get it to go here for the Cougars.
Kayla Schwenke with the basket inside on the rebound.
And now quickly up the floor, Walnut misses a quick shot as they got it down on the block to Anzalone, but she missed it. And they'll come back now the other way. The Cougars get the rebound. It's tapped out of bounds here as Ashley Walker got a hand on the pass, and it'll go out of bounds, be Cougar basketball underneath. 2-1 here, Cam with the lead. 5:53 left to go here in this first quarter, and now we're going to have switch basketballs here real quick and continue here with play.
Probably not signed by the commissioner, huh?
I guess not. Inbound pass and a quick good look, but the shot missed by Lexi Winther, and the rebound comes down to Walnut. Up top, Alyssa Becerra will send it over right side now. Anzalone gets it in the corner. Now they work it over left side, and it's tapped out of bounds. Getting a hand in the passing lane was Anstey that time for the Cougars. Inbound sent in here by Walnut. They'll send it left side. Now inside, a nice quick pass in down low to Walker. She missed the shot off the glass too hard. Rebound comes down to the Cougars. On the run with it, they'll send it up here. Schwenke throws it too strong and too far out in front that time. Looking for Anstey, and it's going to turn over back to Walnut. Inbound pass here against pressure, and they throw it, lob it up the floor. Anzalone has it. Pressure coming from behind, but she's able to hang on to the basketball and then get it off to Becerra to set up the offense. Left side pass goes over to Bloom. Now back up top, Becerra will send it over right side to Anzalone. Now down in the corner they go as they send it down there to Mitchell. Work back up top to Becerra. Becerra, left side pass over to Bloom. Now down in the corner, and a quick shot up and too strong that time. As Mitchell missed it, rebound comes down here to the Cougars. up on the run. Anstey has it, gives it off to Maylander out top. They leave her alone, but she'll dump it over right side. Now in the middle, a nice pass right in the center of the lane. Shot is too short by Winther. Rebound comes out long. Maylander fires up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down underneath, and the Cougars pull it away again. Anstey came out of the pile with it. Now Winther will dump it off. They get it back up top now to Maylander. Maylander throws it over right side. And a quick drive and a shot attempt by Schwanke, but she has her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars underneath.
Tried to force that one and go straight inside on Walker, but Walker did a good job just getting her hands straight up in the air, knock that ball out of bounds and not commit the foul.
Nice inbound pass to Bierman right underneath the basket, but she couldn't get around the defender to get a good look at the shot, and it is missed. Rebound to the Warriors.
Walker's a tough matchup inside for the Cougars. She's got good size. She's about 5'10", and she seems fairly mobile back and forth across the lane. If they can get her the passes when she comes to the break free, they'll have some success.
Out top to Sarah with the basketball for the Warriors, and now they'll kick it down left wing, and the shot is too strong, but right there for the rebound and the putback underneath is Emily Mitchell as she pulled down the board off the Haley Bloom miss. Cam now will try to work it up against this pressure against the Warriors, and now we're going to have a double dribble call here as Kayla Schwanke carried the basketball trying to get back across the defense. And now we have a quick substitution here as Cam is going to bring in their first sub of the basketball game as Alex McAfee comes into the game. Up top, it's Becerra with the basketball. Sends it over left side and the skip pass to Anzalone. Now down to the block, a nice look underneath and a good shot up and in that time by Haley Bloom as she gets the bucket. And now it's 5-2, Walnut with the lead. Up ahead on the run, they get the pass. The Cougars out to Anstey. They try to get it down low, but it's tapped and stolen away. Now maybe stolen right back as Maylander got her hand in there and got it right back for the Cougars. Now pass down on the block. Trying to work hard for the shot is Bierman, and she throws a dart off the backboard, and it goes in. Strong shot by Emily Bierman. It's 5-4 now. Up ahead, some pressure, and the Cougars almost have a steal, but Bloom able to track it down up the floor. Gets a pass off underneath to Walker, and she's able to lean back and knock down the jumper off the glass.
Nice soft shot. It's some heavy traffic.
7-4 now, Walnut on top. Here come the Cougars now. Becerra with tight defensive pressure up against Anstey. Now they'll dump it off out top here. It goes to Schwanke. Schwanke will lob it in the corner, and it's over the head of Maylander. Out of bounds here to the Warriors. And now we have a couple of substitutions here for both squads. And as Walnut will inbound the basketball. And now they throw it away. They throw it up the floor and threw it right to the girl that just checked in as Allie Hostfeldt gets the steal. Up ahead inside, and the shot bounces around and dances through that time there for the Cougars. Now up ahead here with the basketball, it's going to be Anzalone, and now we have a whistle and a traveling violation call before she's able to get the pass off. Anstey had that last bucket there for the Cougars, and it's now 7-6. 2:17 left to go here in this first quarter. Pass over up top. Now they work it around. Maylander on the way and shot no good. Rebound comes out long. Becerra is able to come out of the pile with it. Almost has it stolen away, but then Bloom tracks it down in the front court and they get called for the backcourt violation because she dumped it back in the backcourt to Becerra to get it right back to her, and she wasn't across the timeline yet.
That was awful close, but not quite.
And now a quick 30-second timeout here taken by the Cam Cougars as Coach Joe Woolham wants to talk to his ball club a little bit. 7-6, the home team, Walnut, has the lead here early on in this first quarter of basketball action.
Both these teams seem to want to move fairly quickly up and down the floor. The problem is both these teams are playing pretty good defense, man to man up and down the floor as well. And then they'll drop into zones once they get back in the half-court sets. But really struggling trying to get the ball side-to-side, passing the ball over the top of that defensive set. And, you know, just keep the arms up, keep them moving around, and make it difficult. We've seen some lob passes out of bounds and some steals already here.
And after the quick timeout, Cam will inbound the basketball as Hostfeldt sends it in. Now they'll send it over here left side. Anstey, now they throw it right side. Up top, they'll kick it back once again here to Anstey. Now down to the block to Maylander. She takes a step around, misses the easy shot, though, and the rebound is taken out of there that time by Walnut, but then Walker threw it away. Cougars stole it back. Now they scramble for the basketball. Now they get it settled down right side to Maylander, and back up top it goes. Anstey will have it out front. Send it over here left side. Down on the block. Now they dump it. Now it comes back outside. Hussfeld outside, and the shot up and too strong off the backboard, and the rebound comes down that time to Walker. She'll kick it up ahead quickly to Bloom on the run, and she's going to call a foul call here on the floor. And it's going to be Hussfeld that picks up the foul, her first. Inbound pass now here. And so kick it in the corner. And that's going to be sent into Jessica Helms, who checked in a little while ago here. Helms has it outside. Now they'll dump it here to Bloom. Walker, pass across. And wide open underneath the basket for the shot that time was Lauren Severs, but she missed it. And then we had a foul from behind as Bloom got pushed in the back as she went for the rebound.
Alex McAfee picking up the foul for the Cougars, her first.
That's now the fourth team foul here against the Cougars. Inbound pass and wide open off the inbound that time is Helms, but she missed the shot. Rebound fought for underneath. Severs got it. She tapped it over to Bloom, who missed, got a shot blocked, and then the Cougars took it away. Cougars with the basketball out front here. Now they'll dump it inside. A nice quick pass down the block that time to Bierman, who was open for the easy bucket. And a good pass from Alex McAfee. Now up on the run, Walker's going to try to go right side. She gets around to the defense and gets it in off the glass. Quick scoring there, and it's 9-8 here. Walnut on top. They'll quickly push it now as McAfee has it left side here for the Cougars. Finds herself open, decides to shoot. Missed it. Rebound to Severs underneath. To Sarah out front with the basketball now here for Walnut. Just 11 seconds to go in the quarter. They have the lead here, 9-8. They'll send it over now. Walker with the shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound can be hit out of bounds off of Severs with just 1.7 seconds left on the clock here in this first quarter. Cam will get to inbound and just have to try to throw something up here real quick. And they'll inbound it here to Maylander, and that's going to do it here for this quarter. So at the end of the first quarter, it's the home squad, the Walnut Warriors, with a 9-8 lead here over the Cam Cougars. We'll take a break. Be back with second quarter action. You listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For great eats and specialty drinks, go to the Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar on Main Street in downtown Cumberland. Stop in for lunch or supper, and for their Thursday and Friday night specials, the Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar, located at 112 Main Street in Cumberland, 712-774-5425. The Little Cobbler is your one-stop repair shop in Atlantic. They do boot and shoe repair, zipper, snap and button repair, custom leather work, hemming on jeans and slacks, and all types of sewing and alterations. The Little Cobbler, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the TP here in Walnut tonight. 9-8 the score, the home team with the lead. It'll be Cam with the basketball as we start this second quarter. Maylander runs it up the right side. They try to feed Bierman down to the block. Nice job saving the ball on the baseline as it got free. They pitch it back and a quick shot, no good, inside by McAfee. Rebounded, though, by the Cougars. Out top of the basketball now is the Cougars. They work it here to the left side. Hospel back out top. Maylander fires one up from 17. No good. And the rebound cleared by Ashley Walker for the Warriors. Off of the front court they come. Helms clears it across midcourt. Leaves it out top for Becerra. They work the ball in the perimeter. Down to the corner left side for Walker. She'll try to drive into the lane. Curl the shot. Blocked and a foul call. That'll be Emily Bierman coming across trying to help. That'll be foul number one on Bierman. That's the fifth team foul whistled against the Cougars here in the first half. That'll send Walker to the line.
Not a bad contest there by Bierman. Just got there a little bit late and just got a little bit of the arm. Otherwise, she had a decent shot at blocking that one.
First free throw try a little strong, and Walker now 1-for-2 from the line here tonight. One more try coming here for the sophomore. And the second one, no good. Kicks off the back rim, and Bierman clears the rebound. Cougars basketball now as they work it back to the front court. Anstey out top right side with it. She'll bring it across here with a left-hand dribble as they try to stretch that 3-2 zone defense. Hosfeldt across right side to Maylander. Maylander now with a basketball. Out top again to Hosfeldt. She'll set up at the arc and leave it for Maylander. The bounce pass down low to Bierman in the lane. Steps back in traffic. Banks one off the glass too strong, and the rebound pulled down by the Warriors. Seavers got the board. Now to the front court. Walnut with a basketball. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter. 9-8 the score. Quick stop and a three try on the way and good. Jessica Helms looked like she kind of changed her mind all of a sudden. Going to dribble across the top. Stopped and fired one in from outside. And it's 12-8. Back the other way now. Inside they post Bierman. Left side. Right back out it goes. And the quick shot. Line drive is good by Alex McAfee. 12-10. These two teams trying to compete very hard here tonight. As the ball taps around on the inbound, the Warriors have it. They're going to need to push it up the floor now as Walker breaks pressure and gets it across. Down the lane, left side, the bank shot on the run is no good for the Warriors by Haley Bloom. Ball rebounded and tied up. And now we have a foul call. No, we're not. The one official is going to call a foul. They both called a jump ball, so the ball will be out of bounds underneath. It'll belong to the Warriors. Arrow points in their direction. Seavers the lob out top. It's Walker. Into the lane. She tries to shovel a pass underneath, threw it out of bounds.
I don't know, some heavy traffic immediately there, and then just tried to shovel it away and couldn't get a good pass off.
I was just going to say that. It looked like she just kind of got herself in some heavy traffic there. We got a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout asked for by Jeff Coink of the Warriors, so we'll keep it right here. Each team has used the 30. They each have four timeouts remaining, including all three of their full opportunities here tonight. Joe Woolham, head coach of the Cougars, and Jeff Coink of the Warriors. They've been doing this for a few years now. Two teams right back out onto the floor. Cam in their road royal blues with the white lettering and trim, and the Warriors in their home whites with the red and black lettering and trim. Nice crowd on hand tonight for this Rolling Hills Conference basketball this evening. Ready to go now as the Cougars will have it in the backcourt. Pressure in the backside here by the Warriors. They leave it off again for Hosfeldt, and she'll work the ball backside. They're not making much progress. Now Bierman gets it ahead to Anstey, and she'll break pressure. Anstey got it to the front court, fires it down low. Turn, shot up off the back iron, no good. Inside by McAfee, rebounded by Bierman, and she'll force one back up and in. Bierman now with a half dozen points, and we are tied at 12 apiece. Warrior ball here in the backcourt, and we're going to have a double dribble call as Ashley Walker got caught in a double team back here. They trapped her successfully, and she got the ball tied up here on the near side trying to get up the floor.
Yeah, you really don't want her to have to be the one ball handling up the floor and needs to try to look to get rid of that ball immediately.
Hosfeldt with the basketball now as the Cougars have it coming out of the turnover. 5.5 left to go here in the second quarter. Maylander out top, and we got a 3-second violation whistled against the Cougars just as Anstey got the ball top of the arc and was going to take a quick shot from the free throw line. A couple of fresh faces into the lineup now again for the Warriors as Josie Anzalone checks back in. Also coming in again, Emily Mitchell. Ball out of bounds, backcourt. Warriors will try to get it in. They do. Becerra with it. She'll bring it across here to the near side. It's taken here by Anzalone. Back out top, Becerra. Left side, they'll work the ball around the perimeter to Bloom. Down low in the corner now. Back outside, Bloom just inside the arc. Fires one up for two. It's no good. Rebound tapped high, and chasing it down is Anzalone. She keeps it alive for the Warriors. Now Becerra going to drive underneath the bounce pass to Mitchell. She's way underneath the basket too far. Now her bounce pass is stolen away. Try to hit Bloom, but stepping in and taking it away was Anstey. She'll run the floor with it now, and she lost the handle in traffic. It throws it away, and now a foul. As the Warriors end up with Anzalone on the floor, that foul is going to go against Elizabeth Maylander. That'll be her second. That's the sixth team foul now against the Cougars. So they're adding up in a hurry here for Cam. Up off the bench, Shelby Erickson, a 5'7 junior, will check in now for Cam. Maylander will head to the bench. Walker takes the long pass near center court and clears it across the timeline. She'll turn and go to the right side, down low, and walk with a basketball. A little too strong, picked up that dribble, and then fumbled the ball around a little bit, creating the travel, and the ball goes back the other way. Cougar basketball, 4:45 left to go before halftime. Cam with it, backcourt, Anstey on the dribble, struggling through the pressure, now fires it to the front court to Bierman. Now to the right side, the pull-up, quick bank shot up and off the rim, no good by Erickson. The rebound cleared by Walker for the Warriors. Here comes Wallen on the run, a two-on-two break, and they can't execute. Nice bounce pass from Becerra from the left to the right, but the ball right through the fingertips of Emily Mitchell, and it'll turn back over to the Cougars. Cam basketball, Erickson backcourt to Hossfeldt. She'll fire it ahead as Anstey runs up to the front court, takes the ball on the dribble. Now back out top to Hossfeldt. Again, the Warriors drop back into that 3-2 zone. Lob to the right corner. Anstey drives the baseline underneath, and we got a foul. Reaching in. The ball went in. It won't count. Foul was on the floor before the shot. And they're going to whistle that foul down low against the Warriors, and it's going to be on Walker. That'll be her first. She reached across and slapped at the ball. Just the second team foul against Walnut. Inbounds feed out top. It comes to Anstey. She rifles up a three and nails it. Anstey didn't waste any time. Grabbed it and gunned it. It's 15-12 the score. Now the Cougars lead with 4 minutes to go in the half. Walker quickly up the floor as they break pressure, and the Warriors are going to get free throws as she fed it underneath. And Josie Anzalone was fouled from behind trying to put up the layup. Foul against the Cougars is whistled against Morgan Anstey. That will be her second. And to the free throw line go the Warriors. Anzalone with a chance to shoot from the line here with exactly 4 minutes to go in this first half. Her first one is good.
That was a good job up the floor that time by Walnut as everybody kind of filled the right spot, and Anzalone immediately was calling for the basketball because she knew she was going to be wide open underneath and did draw the contact.
Katie Weiss now checks in for the Warriors in place of Becerra. The second free throw, also good. So Anzalone cans them both. And it's a 15-14 ball game now. The Cougars by a point as they break pressure and get into the front court. Hossfeldt quickly on the dribble. Right side, Anstey. Bounce feed down low. They post Bierman on the right block. She tries to back down Walker. Now back outside to Anstey. Her quick shot, no good. Rebound bounces high. Tapped out of bounds. Last touched by the Cougars. It'll turn over. Warrior basketball, they'll get it back now. 3:44 left in the second quarter. 15-14, and the Warriors will turn it right over. Mitchell had that ball kind of slip out of her hand as she tried to throw the inbounds pass on the baseline, and it ended up over here in the bleachers. So the Cougars will get the basketball right back underneath their own basket. Hossfeldt will key it in. Hossfeldt to the right side of the rim, fires it out onto the wing. Anstey. Bounce feeds again inside Bierman. She tries to work her way across the bouncer across the lane, and a foul calls. McAfee tried to go right to the rack, and she got undercut down low. She'll get two free throws out of this. That foul down low, I believe, is Anzalone's. That'll be her second. So to the free throw line now for the Cougars is Alex McAfee. Chance to shoot a couple, and the first one, a line drive, rattles through. 16-14.
Last time, Bierman just got herself in a little bit of too much traffic there and just kind of had to force the pass across, but it was a good heads-up play by McAfee just to put it up because she knew she had the traffic around her to get the contact and the foul call.
Ashley Walker is out as Severs is in. The second free throw rims out. Bierman chasing down the rebound, ties it up with Severs down low as McAfee couldn't get that one to fall, and the arrow points in favor of... to Anstey. She'll grab and gun the three try. No good on the rim. Bierman the rebound inside, and she goes right back up with it and banks it home. 8 points for Emily Bierman. 18-14 Cougars. And the Warriors inbound, and we've got a foul here on the backside. This time it'll be Bierman picking up the foul as she tried to help with the double team in the backcourt. And we're going to walk to the other side now as the Warriors are in the bonus, so they'll get free throws. Cougars nowhere near the bonus. Just three fouls committed here so far in the first half by Walnut. 3:24 left to go in the second quarter. So it will be Katie Weiss at the free throw line. Front end of the bonus on the way, and that's no good off the front of the rim, and the rebound taken inside by the Cougars. Cam with the basketball up the floor now. McAfee crosses the timeline, leaves it for Hossfeldt. Allie Hosfeld, right side, Anstey, bounce feed down low, overplayed as Bierman, she curls and goes right to the rack, can't hit the shot, but got fouled, and she'll get free throws. Yeah, Bierman really being aggressive here.
Yeah, Sears got way too deep that time on the defense towards the baseline. Bierman doing a good job of feeling with the back and then knew which way to spin towards the basket on the inside and get the good look at the shot.
Especially without Walker in the lineup right now, it kind of opens things up a little bit more for Bierman as she throws in the first free throw. Bierman with a chance now to get into double digits here in this first half. For the Warriors, Becerra checks back into the lineup. Also into the contest now is Amy Lovren. And the second free throw try is also good, so Bierman in double digits now. She's got 10 points. And it's 20-14 Cougars. As Cam or Walnut inbounds, the ball tipped, but it comes right out here out top to the Warriors. Now it's loose and stolen. Anzalone couldn't handle the basketball out near center court. Bierman took it away. Now Anstey quickly to Bierman in traffic. The banker no good. Rebound inside. Put back up and in. Shelby Erickson the board of the bucket down low. We got a timeout on the floor with 2:53 to go here in the second quarter. 22-14. The Cougars now with the lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for expertise. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection along with their fragrances and jewelry. The Handbag Ranch located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Walnut tonight. 22-14, Cam on a 7-0 run here as they've upped the lead to 8 points here with 2:53 to go in this first half. Walker back into the lineup and she'll feed it across the timeline. Becerra with it now as she kicks it out. Becerra out top of the basketball running the offense. Lovren left side down into the corner. Sievers, they feed Walker. She curls in the lane. The banker no good on the lean. The rebound though is taken away inside nicely by Anzalone. She took the rebound right away from the Cougars. Cougars drop back into that 1-2-2 zone that they've been stuck in most of the ball game. As Walker now drives right side, her bounce pass was meant for Sievers, thrown right by her on the baseline down on the block, and the ball taken away by the Cougars. Now Cam to the front court. Hosfeld right side, kicks it out top. Anstey, cross the lane it goes. Erickson, quick fire, no good. Rebound inside, yanked down by Walker. She'll fire it up the floor now. Out on the run is Anzalone right side. She stops now, looks for help. Back outside to Walker, and she'll hand it off to Alyssa Becerra. Becerra, Lovren, now right side, left side, Walker. She'll drive into the lane, across to Becerra. She'll try to fire one up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken out top by Hosfeld. Feed it ahead to Anstey. Anstey going to run the right side now. Becerra tried to cut her off. Anstey across underneath. Bounce feed across, now into the lane. Erickson out top, stolen away. Becerra right there to tip it, take it, run it up the floor, the layup good. So Alyssa Becerra with the steal on the one end and the finish on the other, and that stops the 7-0 run. It's 22-16. Cougars with the lead, a minute 20 left to play, and a turnover as Osfeldt's lob down on the block coming up in transition is off the fingertips of Bierman out of bounds, and the ball goes right back to the Warriors with a minute 20 to go in the half. Walnut on the run, cross the timeline, down the right side, Becerra all the way to the hole, the layup good, nobody stepped in front of her. Back-to-back buckets by Alyssa Becerra, and it's 22-18 now. And up at center court, the Cougars nearly turn, now they will turn it over, as Lovren stepped in front over the far side of Erickson. Almost caught her in a travel, but lost the handle, and the ball picked up by Becerra. Now to the front court, the Warriors again with a chance to slice down this lead a bit. 50 seconds left to play in the first half. Sievers right corner with it. Lobs to the baseline. He was looking for Walker, but she was double team front and back. And Alex McAfee knocked that one out of bounds. Ball belongs to the Warriors on the baseline. Severs here to the right side. Off the inbound, the grab, the quick curl and the gun by Anzalone is no good, but the rebound out of the air taken inside by Lovren, and she's fouled on the putback attempt. So Amy Lovren will get a chance to shoot free throws. Shelby Erickson will pick up her first foul. Lovren at the line. She'll shoot two here for the Warriors. 43 seconds left in the half. First free throw is no good. One more try coming here for Lovren. And her second one is good. She tosses one up and in. Takes the lead now down to three. It's 22-19. Cougars lead. They have the ball. 40 seconds left to play in the first half. Across the timeline is Hospel. She attacks up top, stops, and goes right side to Erickson. Back out Hospel to Erickson again on the right wing. Erickson drives to the baseline. Cut off. The dump inside now to Bierman in traffic. It's taken away. Becerra with the steal. Quickly ahead now. Anzalone right side stops and feeds it out. Ball tapped away. It's knocked out of bounds. And they're going to give that ball to Cam. Boy, I think the Cougars caught a break here. Oh, they're going to give it to Walnut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Warriors actually got a break there because it looked like Lovren tapped it out of bounds.
Yeah.
So the Warriors get the ball now. 18 seconds left in the half. Front court, Anzalone right side with it. She'll dump it down to the corner. Lovren down to 13 seconds. Becerra steps up to the line. Going to fire up a three try. No good right wing. Rebound Hospel. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. Up the floor Hospel. 4 seconds. Cross the timeline. She curls out top of the arc. 1 second left, and the shot is good. Does it count?
They'll count it.
Ooh. Boy, it looked like it was going to be late. Morgan Anstey tossed one in from the perimeter, and it went in. It looked like it was just slightly after the buzzer, but they're going to let it stand. So give Anstey the basket, and it is a 5-point game as the two teams head to the locker room. 24-19 our score. Cam with the lead over Walnut here at intermission of this girls' contest tonight. We'll take a 60-second break. Be back with more for you from the TP right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
KJAN Sports.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their Blizzard, Shakes, Royal Treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese. And, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance use or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of that use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics, 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonald Electronics.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks, back with you here in Walnut tonight. 24-19, a 5-point lead here at the intermission for the visitors from Cumberland, Anita Messina. Cougars were down a point, 9-8 at the quarter break, but a 16-10 second quarter advantage has given them the lead, that 7-point run. It was a 15-14 game. They ran off seven straight to make it a 22-14 game. Looked like they were going to have this thing in control, but, boy, a nice little run there, especially Alyssa Becerra for Walnut, helping to spark that run as she gave her team an opportunity to come back and make it close. It's a 5-point game here at the break, but it could have been a lot worse here for the Warriors if not for that quick little spurt.
Yeah, they did a really good job of kind of weathering the storm, I guess, and the, Cam went on that run getting the ball to Emily Bierman down low, and that was when Ashley Walker was out for a little while as well, so she had a little bit of an advantage, not necessarily just size-wise, but her skill set down low kind of sets her apart from everybody else down there on the floor too. So that's how they took advantage. But yeah, Walnut, once they got things regrouped a little bit, Becerra with those nice couple of baskets going straight to the rack with a steal obviously on one, and then just went around the defenders on the other for the easy layup, and that kind of gave them a little bit of a spark to climb back a little closer here. And of course, aside from the late bucket, they're right back in this ball game.
Absolutely. The Warriors desperately trying to feed that ball down low to Ashley Walker. She had some success with 5 first quarter points, but really hasn't had any success at all here in the second quarter. She's been shut out in the second quarter. And really, every time she's gotten the ball, she's been hogtied down low, front and back. They're really starting to step up the pressure. Now, the Cougars did commit a number of fouls in the first half, but it didn't really translate to a lot of points, as the Warriors were just 4 out of 9 from the free throw line. So it's kind of the old hack-a-shack theory. They only scored the 4 points from the line. Cougars were 3 of 4. They only got there 4 times, but they hit 3 out of their 4. So really, you're giving up some fouls, but no damage done if they don't convert.
Well, that's true, and Walker, you know, is only 1 of 4, so that's, you know, a good sign, I guess, if you're going to use that strategy for Cam to try to be physical with her and make her go to the free throw line and earn those points. And yeah, so far it's worked. You could really tell in that second quarter that they were making a more concerted effort to really step up the defense against her.
Well, and Walker stepped out for a little bit off the floor, and then, of course, Emily Bierman was really aggressive inside, but Bierman doing a real good job, and she's in double figures here at the intermission, with her team out in front here by 5. 24-19 is our score here at halftime. We'll tell you more about it in just a moment. We're at the break. 24-19. It's Cam leading Walnut here in Walnut tonight. This is the first game of our broadcast doubleheader, the girls' contest. We'll have the boys a little bit later on for you here this evening. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rusty's Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Russ family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa in downtown Harlan. Rusty himself, for over 37 years, fixing and selling boots, he's the only one you need to know. Rusty's Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, Mishi bags, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. Call 712-778-2224.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the TP in Walnut here tonight. 24-19, our halftime score. The Cam Cougars on top of the Walnut Warriors. You want to take a look at the scores?
Yeah, we'll recap here what happened for you in that first half. Before the visiting Cam Cougars with that lead, they were led by Emily Bierman, who had a nice run there in that first half. 10 points for her to lead the way here so far for Cam. 7 points for Morgan Anstey. Also 2 chipped in by Shelby Erickson and Michaela Schwanke. And 3 points for Alex McAfee in that first half of play as well. They were 3 for 4 from the free throw line, were the Cougars. For the Walnut Warriors, they kind of spread things out scoring-wise. 5 points for Ashley Walker there in the first half. 4 chipped in for Elizabeth Serif. Also 3 points on a bucket by Jessica Helms. 2 points apiece chipped in by Josie Anzalone, Haley Bloom, and Emily Mitchell. And 1 point for Amy Lovren from the free throw line here. They were 4 for 9 from the free throw line there in the first half, and that's how the scoring looks here for you. As far as fouls are concerned, there is 3 players with 2 in that first half for Cam. That includes Elizabeth Maylander, Emily Bierman, and Morgan Anstey, as they all have 2. 1 apiece for Allie Hosfeldt, as also Shelby Erickson and Alex McAfee. 2 fouls in the first half for Walnut against Josie Anzalone, and 1 apiece for Lauren Sievers and Ashley Walker. So nobody really in serious foul trouble yet here in the basketball game. And that's how things look there for you on the stat sheet here in that first half. But we talked about how both teams have kind of had their strengths and trying to look to go to their strengths, with Cam really trying to work the ball to Emily Bierman and Walnut really trying to force the ball to Ashley Walker. So far, the Cougars have done the better job defensively against the other team's force, and that has kind of paid off and shown a little bit here on the scoreboard.
Well, both these teams will be back in action a little later this week. Walnut won't have a whole lot of rest. They'll have tomorrow night off, but they'll be back in action on the road Thursday night as the Warriors travel to Avoca, just about 5 miles over the road, to battle AHST. We'll have those games for you. It's a boy-girl doubleheader. We'll have those 2 games for you here on KJAN on Thursday night. For the Cougars, and then they'll turn around and play again on Friday night. But the Cougars are off till Friday, where they'll face off on the road at Peyton Sherdan in a conference matchup in the Rolling Hills. So this is a good opportunity for these teams to make a little run. You know, when you're sitting right there close to 500 and you're getting real close to the Christmas break, you know, you're only a week away from the Christmas break right now. You know, you'd really like to make a little run and get yourself on the positive side of the slate. Nobody likes to go into the Christmas break with a losing record. It's a lot more fun as a basketball team to deal with the coaches, actually,
<Yeah.
laughs> when you're looking pretty good and on a little bit of a run heading into the break.
Well, that's for sure. You want to try to, you know, get things straightened out and be on that different confidence level when you head into that break. Of course, you know, that's the nice thing about it, too, is either side you end up on it, even if you are on a little bit of a downswing, you can certainly have time to work on things during that break to try to fix yourself and get your team back to where you want to be when you come back from it. But obviously that positive momentum helps a lot more than the other way around. So, yeah, both these two teams are really trying to do that here down the stretch run. And, of course, you get a lot of time off, too. So it's one of those things where it'll keep your psyche in a little bit better place if you have that win column looking a little bit better.
Absolutely. 24-19 at halftime. Cougars with the lead over the Warriors. Chris Parks will have the third quarter for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Give Daryl Kirchhoff of Kirchhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirchhoff Land Improvement today at 243-3330. Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative. For life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs, stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806. And Aiken Building Center, they offer a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Walnut High School as we get set for a second half basketball here in this girls' contest. After the first half of play, it's the Cam Cougars on top here on the road, 24-19. Here as they have that five-point halftime lead. It was a late bucket that counted by Morgan Anstey to get that lead up to five for the Cam Cougars. They hit one just before the buzzer here as we went to the halftime break. And we're getting ready to get things going here with second half basketball. Don't forget, we'll have the boys coming up for you after this one as well. We'll take a little break in between, and we'll be back with coverage of the boys' contest here later tonight here in Walnut. So look forward to some more high school basketball action here later on tonight, that boys' game. Thanks for listening in here tonight on AM 1220 KJN, and also those of you listening in on the web here this evening as well at KJN.com. Both teams back out on the floor. We're ready to get things started. Walnut's going to start with the basketball here as we begin the second half of play, and they will inbound it here, and Becerra will run the show out top, along with Anzalone, also Haley Bloom, Emily Mitchell, and Ashley Walker. They're starting five back out on the floor here for the Warriors. They work it down on the left baseline, and a jumper up on the way, and good that time. Spotted up and knocked down by Haley Bloom to get things started here for Walnut. It's now 24-21. Here come the Cougars now. They've got Maylander out there along with Morgan Anstey. Also, it'll be Alex McAfee starting here the second half along with Bierman. Now a three-pointer by Anstey. Took him from the right wing, and she knocks it down. Gets things started well here for the Cougars also. Good shooting here so far. Now a quick steal off the inbound also, and the Cougars get it right back. And they're working out front here as they'll have Anstey with it out top. She'll now lob it down on the block there to Bierman. Tough traffic. She has to kick it back outside. Anstey now will look at left side. And Hosfeldt with the basketball. We're going to have a three-second violation whistled against McAfee underneath, and that's going to turn it right back over here to Walnut. So the changes in the starting lineup for the second half, Hosfeldt and McAfee are out there here to start the second half for the Cougars. Work it up the floor now here, and Walker's going to bring it ahead. She'll dump it off to Becerra. Becerra will swing it over here left side. Walker, a long shot here, baseline in the corner, almost made it. Rimmed out, rebound underneath, and Bloom's going to dump it back out. Quick shot up and no good there. And the rebound and putback attempt also no good, but a foul call as Mitchell gets fouled, and she'll go now to the free throw line.
And Hostelt's going to pick up the foul. It'll be number two on her. First foul here in the second half. And now at the line, Emily Mitchell will try to convert. And the first one is up and good. One more coming here for Emily Mitchell. 27-22. Cam with the lead. And Mitchell will try to cut one more out of that. And that one's no good, though. Off the side of the rim. Rebound taken down by McAfee, and she'll dribble out of pressure. Now fires it off to Anstey, will bring it up across the timeline. Anstey on top with it. Hanging on to it. Now throws a pass away. Stolen right into the hands of Anzalone, and she'll run it up the floor. Stops on the block. Quick shots. Blocked out of bounds. And no foul call. It's going to stay with the Warriors underneath. Do have to say that's a good job by Anzalone at least going up with that one. She's had a couple other times where she's gotten to the block and hesitated to take that shot. So she went up with it that time, and Walnut keeps the basketball. She'll fire the three now off the inbound on the far side. Missed it back iron. The rebound comes down to the Cougars. Up ahead, Maylander throws it down to Anstey. She tries to go baseline, and they're calling for the double dribble. Carry the basketball trying to get along that baseline. Inbound now here for Walnut against pressure, and they'll send it in. They get it in here quickly to Anzalone, and she'll run up the left sideline. Stops away from pressure and back up top to Becerra to run the offense. Becerra back over to Anzalone. Now throws it over in the far corner to Mitchell. They'll work it back around. Out top now here, Bloom will dump it off to Walker. Walker tries to lob it back in the corner. Mitchell lost the handle on it, couldn't save it, so it goes out of bounds to the Cougars. Hostel will inbound the basketball, and the Warriors will back off here to half court. 27-22, Walnut with the lead. And 5:53 left to go here in this third quarter. Maylander fires it up ahead. McAfee looks down on the block and it's stolen away, looking for Bierman, who's thrown away. Now Bierman slapped it out of the hands as Walker looked to try to baseball pass it up the floor, and Bierman able to knock it back out of her hands out of bounds. And now the Warriors will inbound. Warriors inbound. Walker tried to throw it up ahead. It's tipped, Hostelt, but saved by Anzalone for Walnut. She'll kick it back up top to Becerra. Back now here over to Bloom. Bloom off to Walker. Remember, reach-in foul here. I think McAfee's going to be hit with that one. Trying to get pressure there against Walker. And that is going to be McAfee picking up her second. Team foul number two against the Cougars. They lob it into Walker. Just outside the free throw line, and she jumps it up and in. Long shot there by Ashley Walker, and it's 27-24 here. Up ahead now. They'll work it out top. Anstey with the long three attempt on the way. No good for the Cougars, and the rebound's going to be on the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. And the arrow is going to belong to Cam. Warriors chipping back into this one. Three-point game right now, 27-24, as the Cougars will inbound it here. Hostelt with the basketball, looking for some help. Now gets it up top to Anstey. Quick pass off to Maylander. Jumper just inside the three-point line, no good. Rebound is taken down out of the air by Anzalone, and then we have a foul call, and that should be whistled here against the Cougars.
Anstey
picks up the foul. That'll be number three on her. It looks like she's going to check out here when next time they get the opportunity. Becerra gets the inbound here as Walnut gets it in quickly. And a nice screen set for her, but then she throws it back up top and throws it away. Seavers tried to go save it, but couldn't get there quick enough. And now into the basketball game here for the Cougars. Checking in will be Michaela Schwenke back into the game as Anstey will go to the bench here with those three fouls. Now up off the bench, Jessica Helms is going to replace Anzalone here for the Walnut Warriors. Here's Maylander. Gets it off now right side. Hostelt off to McAfee. Now they try to get it down, and it's thrown away. Walker stepped in front of Bierman and stole it. Up ahead. Helms now with it for the Warriors, and Becerra now will have it back up top near the center circle. Dumps it off to Helms. Helms pump fakes. Now takes the three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tracked down by Seavers, and Walnut keeps it alive. They tried to lob it down low. It's tapped away out of bounds, and they'll say it's Walnut basketball. Up off the bench for the Cougars now. They'll bring Lexi Winther back in as McAfee will head to the bench. Inbound coming here from Haley Bloom as she gets to Walker right on the block. Tough shot up and no good. Rimmed out. Rebound pulled out on the other side by Schwanke. Up the floor. Now they try to lob it down low. Bierman got it in stride. Missed the shot, though, short. Rebound comes down, and they try to push it ahead. Becerro tried to run up the floor, had it tapped out of her hands, and they're going to say she touched it last. So Cam will get the basketball on the turnover, and looks like Cougars got a break there. Lots of contact and a lot of hands flying in there to chip at that basketball. Here's Maylander now running into the floor. They'll send it left side. Now back up top. Hossfeld over to Maylander. Maylander with it, picks up her dribble, skip pass, and a shot in the block as Schwanke tried to go up with it. It was blocked by Helms and stole it right out of the air. Now here come the Warriors. Bloom will dump it off to Becerra. Becerra lobs it to Walker. Walker, a step and a shot at the elbow. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Severs underneath, and she gets fouled on the putback try. She'll go to line here to shoot two. And the foul is going to be whistled against Emily Bierman. That'll be number three on her. So now two players with three fouls here for the Cam Cougars. Severs at the free throw line. First one up on the way, and that one's good. Lauren Severs knocks down the free throw, and now checking in here for Cam. They'll bring Lexi Winther out of the ball game and bring Alyssa Craiglin into the ball game. Shot up and no good off the side of the rim that time there by Severs. And now it's 27-25. Cougars have the basketball here as they lead it by two. Up ahead, Maylander with it out front, and they'll dump it down on the block. They're looking down low there, tipped and stolen away. Becerra came up with it, now tries to fire it up ahead. It's tapped out of bounds by Hossfeld. It'll stay with the Warriors. Two-point ball game with 3:23 left to go, third quarter. Walnut with the basketball here and a chance to either tie things up or take a lead possibly with the three. Quick inbound shot by Helms is off the back of the iron, no good. Severs the rebound, a putback attempt, no good. She gets it back out to Helms now again as they'll get another shot. Helms out on the arc, pump fakes, tries to get by. Now they dump it down to the block. Walker couldn't hang on to it, has to go track it down in the corner. And we're going to have a timeout taken here from the Walnut bench. Just a quick 30-second timeout as Coach Jeff Coink wanted to settle his team down and keep this possession here. Just a two-point ball game, 27-25 here as we work our way here through this third quarter of basketball in a close, tight ball game. Both teams seem to go on a little bit of spurts and runs here to get back and forth at each other, and Walnut's been chipping away very slowly here in this third quarter to get back into it.
Both teams seem very determined to try to get the ball down on the block, but also both teams very determined to try to stop that from happening.
They have been doing a pretty good job defensively of getting a lot of hands and passing lanes and forcing some bad decisions as well. Been some questionable passes to try to force it down low as well. Inbound pass, and Helms is going to take the quick shot inside the arc. Missed it. Rebound came right back to her. She gets it to Walker. Her turnaround shot is too strong. Rebound to Bierman. She'll throw it up ahead to Hossfeld. Hossfeld on the run, tries to find a player down low, and she does get it off, and the shot was missed, though, by Schwanke. Rebound tapped around, and the Walnut Warriors come up with it. Good look at it that time, and Schwanke couldn't convert. And now Walnut will try to lob it down underneath. We're going to have a foul call here. As reaching in, Emily Bierman is going to pick up the foul against Walker, and that's going to be number four on Emily Bierman, so a big blow here for the Cam Cougars as she's going to have to check out of the ballgame. And Tierney Sovman's going to check in here to the contest for the Cougars to replace her. Inbound, Walker underneath, forces a shot up, no good. Sovman pulls down the rebound, and now a foul called, and that might be against Walker here from behind. And that is going to be against Walker. That'll be her second.
Nice job by the freshman Sofman to come in off the bench. They went right at her with Walker, but she was able to box out, get the rebound, and then pick up the foul against Walker.
Cougars with the basketball. Maylander lobs it over to Hossfeld. Hossfeld back up top to Maylander now after a pump fake. They throw it right side. Now try to get it down to Sovman underneath, and it's centered out of her hands. Over and stolen away here by Walnut. Helms with it up the floor and then dumps it off to Becerra out at the center circle. Bounce pass there over left side. Now gets it off in the corner to Severs. They work it around the perimeter. Here's Helms. Pump fake. Stopping a shot from the elbow. Off the glass and good. Jessica Helms with the bucket. And now we're knotted up at 27 apiece. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Maylander over to Hostelt, left wing. Hostelt back up top with the basketball to Schwanke. Now they work it around. Maylander back to Schwanke. Back to Hostelt, left side. Fires up the shot. It's short. Rebound underneath. Taken down by Walker. Now Becerra is going to run with it here left side. The left-handed dribble pulls it back out. Didn't have the numbers. Becerra out front with the basketball over to Helms. Helms gets a screen, and now she'll try the three, and that's up and dances around. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. They'll say last touch by the Cougars. Underneath, there's a fight there for the basketball, and Craiglin was the last one to knock it out of bounds. Now they'll get it in up top here. Becerra will set it up again here for Walnut. Becerra, right side pass over to Helms. Now they get it in the corner. A long shot up on the way, way too strong that time by Bloom, and the rebound taken down underneath by the Cougars as Schwanke came up with it. Here's Maylander across the timeline now on the dribble. Fires it right side. Hostelt with the basketball. Almost had it stolen, now dumps it back up top. Pass to Schwanke. Schwanke, a bounce pass over to Maylander. Maylander dribbles, fires it across. Hostelt, bounce pass to Schwanke. Her shot up and no good. Rebound, and we're going to have an over-the-back call here. Whistled against Craiglin, who picks up her first. Good positioning underneath there for the Warriors that time.
Just like in the first half, Chris, these fouls adding up in a hurry for the Cougars. The next one will now put Walden in the bonus. So the Warriors will be in the bonus here the rest of the game, and Warriors have only committed one foul so far.
Up ahead, they'll throw the ball right side as Bloom has it. Now she'll dump it off to Becerra. 41 seconds to go in this third quarter. Well, plenty of time left here in the game, so that will be a distinct advantage there at the line for the Warriors. Now they work it up inside, and they get it down low. A nice pass across as Walker dumped it down on the right block to Severs, and she put it off the glass and in. Up ahead here now, Cougars with the basketball as the Warriors have taken a lead, 29-27. Pass off to Maylander, gets by the defender, and knocks home the 8-foot jumper. Nice job there by Maylander. And it's now a tie game again at 29. Up ahead, Peter Quickley. Bloom's going to take a long shot. And now on the ball in the air, there's going to be a foul underneath the basket as the shot went up. And we'll see who they whistle that against. And that's going to be against Walker, I believe. Nope, Severs picks up the foul. And she'll check out. So that'll be two on Severs, and just the second team foul of the half here against Walnut. 4 seconds to go off the inbound here. Walnut works it, or Cam works it up the floor. They try to lob it down inside. They got it off to Hostel, and she just kind of threw it up in the air. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. So all tied up now here after three quarters of play. 29 apiece between Walnut and Cam here in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break. Jim Field will have the fourth quarter for you next. Listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative for life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs. Stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806. Present Company in Audubon for all your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. The Mishnah Hills Golf Course, featuring an 18-hole golf course with a fun and friendly atmosphere, cart rental, reasonable prices, and no tee time required. Call 243-9931 to check on green fees and membership dues.
Now we go to the fourth quarter, 29 apiece. We're all square here as the Cougars and the Warriors start this final frame. Walnut inbounds. They'll have the basketball first. 29 apiece. A 2-3 zone employed by the Cougars as they work the ball out top on the perimeter. Becerra with it outside. Bobs it here left side. They try to set up a screen. They dump it down low. Now it's Walker in the block. She fires one up. It went in. It won't count. We had a foul on the floor before the shot as she tried to make her move into the lane. A foul called. Got a whistle that I believe against Craiglin. So
So Alyssa Craigland will pick up her second, and that should put us into the bonus. That should be 1-1. That's the seventh team foul. So here's where the advantage comes for the Warriors.
Now, if they can take advantage and knock them down, that's always a big key. But, yeah, they'll definitely have a huge edge here for a long time because still only those two team fouls here against Walnut.
So the front end of the bonus here by Ashley Walker on the way, and that is good. 30-29, the Cougars, or the Warriors, rather, now back out in front. Second one by Walker is no good. Long rebound, and Walker chases it down. Now she'll drive it right back into the lane, leave it right side for Mitchell. She'll fire one up from 15, no good. Rebound inside, taken away by the Cougars. Soltman got the board up the floor, now they come. The lob here to the right corner. It's taken down low by Schwenke. Back outside, it comes again to Anstey. So they work the right perimeter. Anstey hounded here near side by Becerra. Maylander back out top to Anstey. Right side it comes. Schwenke going to fire one up from 18. In and out. No good. And a rebound yanked down by Mitchell. Mitchell, they left it ahead now to Helms, and she gets into the front court. Becerra here left side now. So they dump it off here to Haley Bloom. Back right side to Helms. She'll grab it. Gun up a three try. That's no good. Skim the rim, and the rebound is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Warriors. Soltman tried to save it. As it skimmed off the side of the rim, she couldn't, and the ball will stay with Walnut. Under 7 minutes now, 6:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warrior basketball, they lead it. Walker takes the inbounds feed, fires one up, had a hand in her face, and she'll get free throws. As she was fouled, she grabbed and turned and immediately tried the shot attempt, and Elizabeth Maylander picks up the foul, her third. So Walker right back to the free throw line now for Walnut. She'll get a chance to shoot a couple here as it was in the act of shooting, and the first one is good. Back up off the bench now, Josie Anzalone will check back in for Walnut as Jessica Helms will hit the bench. Second try on the way by Walker, and that one is good as well. So she knocks down both of them this trip. 32-29, Warriors on top. Cougars out top with the basketball, now front court. Maylander, the lob left side. Schwenke down low, posting Soltman. Turns, banker, no good. Rebound kept alive. Tapped out near center court, and the Cougars will have it. Maylander chased it down. Here to the right side, Anstey. She goes baseline all the way under and back to the other side. She'll leave it on the bounce outside to Maylander. Now inside to Soltman. Nowhere to go. She turns on the baseline and fires one up and in. Oh, the 5'9 freshman spun around to the baseline and tossed one in from 8 feet. 32-31 the score. 6:15 left to play in the game. Into the front court, now down low with the basketball right side. They kick it back out and around the perimeter. Anzalone jumps it down on the bounce. Haley Bloom back outside to Sarah, and a reach-in foul going to be whistled against Maylander. That's four on Maylander, just reaching out, trying to put a hand on the pass, caught her on the arm. And that's going to send the Warriors right back to the line once again. That's the ninth team foul, so this will be a 1-1.
Maylander did check out, and they brought in Shelby Erickson back in.
Front of the bonus here by Alyssa Becerra, and it is no good. The rebound comes long to Anstey. Cougar basketball, they trail it by a point here, 32-31. They get into the front court. Screen there by Erickson. Got Anstey around the corner. She curls back, gives it to Erickson. Ball lost on the floor, now picked up by Anstey in the baseline, in the paint, rather. And now a foul in the baseline as Haley Bloom is going to be whistled for her first foul. She tried to cut her off down on the baseline. Ball out of bounds down low. It'll belong to the Cougars. Cam basketball out top. Anstey with it. Okay, she'll lob it here right side. Schwenke down on the baseline. Back out on the perimeter. Now to Anstey. Anstey again looks to the right. Nowhere to go. Now the ball batted away. Almost stolen by Becerra. Now Anstey will dribble forward. Fire one up quickly from 13 feet. No good. Rebound taken by Walker. Ahead to Becerra running the floor up the lane. She lays it up and missed it in traffic. Rebound taken by Schwenke. The Cougars dodge one there as they keep the basketball back the other side now. Cougars across the timeline. Schwenke, Anstey, she lines up the three, and it's good from the right side. Morgan Anstey drops her third triple in on the night. She's got 13 points, and it's a 34-32 lead now for the Cougars. Front court, Walker from the left side, baseline, rims one in and out, no good, and the rebound taken inside by Cam. Craigland with the board, now to the front court. 4:50 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Cougars by two with the ball into the lane. Sulpin turns from the near the elbow right side, missed the shot, and the rebound is taken by Haley Bloom inside for Walnut. Bloom will work it ahead now and feed it off, and now it's stolen away. They weren't sure who wanted the ball. They ended up losing it as Anstey brings it across. Anstey right around Walker to the rack and missed the shot in and out, but she's fouled. She'll get two here from the free throw line. Good alert play by Morgan Anstey. The foul going to be whistled against Josie Anzalone. That'll be her third. At the line is Anstey for the Cougars. Chance to add to the lead. The first one is good. Well, Anstey proving to have a pretty good ball game here tonight. She dropped three triples here, a couple of them here in the second half. Amy Lovren back into the lineup now for the Warriors as Bloom checks out. Second free throw by Anstey is no good. Off the rim, rebounded by the Warriors. Out of the front court. Sarah out top with it. Right side it goes. Anzalone into the corner. Mitchell shoves it down underneath for Walker. Too steep an angle down on the baseline. Had no shot and threw one up anyway. Missed everything in the rebound to the Cougars. Up the floor comes Cam. Left side it's Anstey. Drives in the lane. Stops. Fires. No good. Rebound inside to Walker. Here come the Warriors on the run. Anzalone left side going to take it all the way to the rack. Her shot blocked. Schwenke got it now, but it's right back again to Anzalone, and now they keep it alive. Walker down low, rifles one inside. Back out top it goes. Mitchell on the feed outside. Anzalone the triple, no good, and the rebound taken by the Cougars. 35-32, Cougars lead it. 3:40 left in the game. Cam ball front court, right side. Erickson rifles one from 17. That's no good, and the rebound taken again inside by Walker. So the Warriors now will walk it back up the floor. In the center circle with the basketball, Becerra. She'll leave it right side for Anzalone. Now Lovren in the right corner. She'll step up. She'll try one from 17. That's good. Amy Lovren found herself all alone, so she drops the shot, and it's 35-34. It's a one-point game. Cougars, Anstey up the floor, stops, fires just inside the arc. No good. The rebound is tied up, though. It'll stay with Cam. The Cougars will keep the basketball here in the front court. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by the Cougars. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a break. 3:05 left in the fourth, 35-34. It's Cam leading Walnut. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McCarthy Landscape and Design can do any kind of landscaping you're looking for. They do retaining walls and can design and construct that brick patio that you've been dreaming of. Give McCarthy Landscape and Design a call at 712-307-6136. Present company in Audubon for all of your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. Bridges Hybrid House, your Asgrow DeKalb dealer, is Thad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgrow salesman, Thad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgrow today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary.
Cam basketball as we come back out of the timeout. 3:06 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's a one-point game. Cam leading 35-34. Cougars will inbound in the front court. They feed it here right side. Anstey in the corner with it. Picked up by Lovren defensively. She'll bring it back around. Now to Sulfman in the high post. She'll throw one up off the rim. No good. Sulfman from the right side. Couldn't get it to go. Walker the rebound. The feed ahead to Becerra. She drives, stops, and banks one home. Alyssa Becerra with the bucket. Then back the other way it goes now. It's 36-35. The Warriors have the lead with 2:45 left. Cougars front court, Lovren flashed in front of Schwenke on the bounce pass, tried to steal it, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars. Cougar basketball here in the front court. Schwenke will look to key it in. First, we're going to have a substitution off the bench. Haley Bloom will check back in for the Warriors as Amy Lovren will come out.
Cougar basketball. Warriors lead by a point now, 36-35. Cougars right side. They dump it off Schwenke. Now Sothman in the lane, steps back, quick fire, no good off the rim. Rebound and a foul over the back going to be whistled against the Cougars as Shelby Erickson tried to force her way down the lane for the rebound, and that's going to walk us to the other side as it's double bonus here for the Warriors. It's two shots every time the whistle blows on a foul. 2:32 now left to play here in this fourth quarter in a one-point game. Walnut with a chance to stretch that lead as Emily Mitchell goes to the line for two. Her first one is no good. Warriors have been marginally better here in the second half than they were in the first half. But they need to knock these free throws down as Bierman comes back in for Sothman. Bierman playing with four fouls. Second free throw try is good. Mitchell knocks down the second, so it's a two-point game now, 37-35. Walnut leading, 2.5 minutes left in the game. Cougars ball front court, Erickson outside now to Anstey as they play catch here right side. Erickson to Anstey. Anstey on the dribble here on the perimeter, tries to drive here to the corner, around curls and tries to feed it back out. It's tipped away, but she chases it back down now. She dribbled right into a double team. Anstey back out top. Now Shelby Erickson turns. She'll gun one up. No good from 16 feet. And the rebound off the floor is taken there by Walker. Warrior basketball. Bloom here in the backcourt. 2 minutes left to play. Becerra with it now in the front court. The Warriors with a two-point lead in the basketball. Jessica Helms back into the ballgame. Has it right side. Down low to Bloom. Bloom, the bounce feed to Walker, who's nowhere near the paint. Now outside it comes, Helms left side as they work the ball around here this near side. Bloom back out top, Becerra. Minute 35 left. Becerra for the right side wing to Helms. Helms walked with a basketball. Helms with a head fake and she turns it over with the steps. And that'll turn the ball back to the Cougars. Maylander back in now for Cam as Erickson checks out. A minute 32 left in the game. The Cougars trail by two and have the basketball. Front court with it is Anstey. Right side, Maylander to Anstey out top. Left side, Schwenke. Schwenke looking low. Can't get it to Bierman as she tries to post up. Now Schwenke out top in trouble. Leaves it for Anstey. Maylander, Anstey top of the arc. Grabs it. Going to turn. Fire the three and knocks it down for the top of the arc. Morgan Anstey on command. Throws one in from the top. 38-37, the Cougars retake the lead, and we got a 30-second timeout asked for on the floor by Cam.
Talk about stepping up when the moment's shining on you. That's another big shot by Morgan Anstey. It's really, she's only had, a couple from the field other than four threes now, but just seems like all those threes have come at points where they really needed a bucket, and they've all been pretty huge, and none bigger than that one right there.
17 points now for Anstey, the game's leading scorer. She's hit them when they needed them. Turn the game around here, 38-37 now, Cougars on top. A minute 13 left to play in the fourth quarter. Walnut inbounds here on the backside. Pressure in the backcourt again by the Cougars, and a double dribble violation whistled against Walnut. Anzalone tried to bring it up the floor and lost the handle on it. That'll turn the ball right back over to the Cougars. And a substitution for Cam as Kraglin will check out of the ball game, and Alex McAfee is back in. Cougars with a one-point lead in the ball. A minute 10 left to play. Outside, it comes right wing now to Schwenke. Schwenke down low. They try to post it with Anstey. She misses the quick turnaround inside. Rebounded, though, by Bierman as they keep it alive. Under a minute now to go. Into the lane, Schwenke. She'll leave it right side. Anstey open on the arc for three. It's no good this time. Rebound in the lane taken by Schwenke as she tried to dribble and had it taken away. Ball tied up, though, and the arrow points to the Warriors. So Walnut catches a break. They trail by one here with 49 seconds left.
Big play by Emily Mitchell to get in there and tie that one up. She's been doing a good job of boxing out on that far side.
Walker backcourt with it. Tries to get through the double team. Feeds it to the front court. Becerra with it now. 40 seconds left to go. Warriors trail by one. Right side Walker. Head fake. Drives baseline all the way underneath. Shot up. No good. Get her on rebound. Blocked from behind by Bierman and taken away. And we're going to have a foul call whistled against the Cougars. The official all the way over here on the opposite side of the play called a foul. He's going to whistle it against Schwenke, and that will send the Warriors to the line. So
It'll be Ashley Walker headed to the free throw line.
Boy, that would have been contact after the shot attempt, too, because Schwenke was on the front side, and the ball was already coming down at that point. So kind of a late call, and Walnut gets a good opportunity here and a little bit of a bailout.
31 seconds left in a one-point game. Warriors at the line with Walker, and we are tied as she makes the first free throw. 38 apiece with 31 seconds remaining. One more here for Ashley Walker for the Warriors. It's on the way. It is no good. Rebound inside. Taken away by Mitchell. Shot up, no good. And a foul on the rebound attempt going to be against the Warriors. Remember, no bonus for Cam, so no opportunity to shoot free throws here.
Haley Bloom picked up the foul.
Bloom with her second. 25 seconds left. Cougars in a tie game with the ball into the lane. Anstey forces one up and in from the free throw line. Off the dribble, Anstey knocks one home again. It's a two-point game now, 40-38. 15 seconds left. Up top, Becerra with it. Right side on the arc. A quick free try. Up and good from the wing. Josie Anselone knocks down the triple. 5 seconds here near side, and a traveling violation. Going to turn it back over with 2 seconds left as the Cougars hustled it to the front court. Alex McAfee here on the right side trying to grab it and gun it quickly from the arc. Didn't dribble, and she's called for steps. 2.9 left. The inbounds pass to Becerra, and we got a jump ball call at the same time the horn sounds. And that's going to do it, I think. The official walking over to the bench, he hasn't said yet whether the game's over. They're going to talk about it real quick. 41-40 the score. The Warriors lead it. That's the game. That's it. It's all over. The officials say that's the ball game.
Wow.
41-40 is your final as the Warriors rally back here late. Kind of a back-and-forth affair down the stretch, and the Warriors put it away here at home. Boy, a big three-pointer. Josie Anselone really hadn't had a lot of luck here in the ballgame. Just 2 free throws in the first half, but she buries a triple here late with under 10 seconds to play, and that's the difference in your ballgame. 41-40. Warriors win it. Back to tell you about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have gold submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 and Saturday until noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonough Electronics, 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonough Electronics.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Walnut. Fantastic finish here in the ball game as it looked like the Cougars were going to get a victory, a late basket. In the ball game by Morgan Anstey gave the Cougars the lead 40-38, but with less than 10 seconds to play, a three-pointer off the glass from the far right wing was good, and that gave the Warriors a win. Josie Anselone, her only field goal of the ball game, was that last second three, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, she'd taken a few throughout the night, and when she got that one on that right side and saw she was open, just decided to go ahead and lob it up there, and it was kind of a one fluid motion as she caught it and shot it, and it was a low line drive shot, but it just had the right to roll off the backboard straight into the hoop, and they get the big bucket and able to pull off the victory. So one thing I did notice there at the end of the game, though, too, after that big shot, and then when they came down the floor, the Cougars had the chance, and they got the traveling violation whistled. They kind of just immediately hung their heads and were thinking, well, we just blew it, you know. But there were still a couple of seconds left on the clock, and Coach Woolham was trying to get their attention to say, hey, go play tough defense. You never know what could happen. And they really just weren't ready for that last inbound. They ended up getting a late tie-up that didn't matter. It was already after the horn. But It was just a great opportunity there for Walnuts, and boy, they took advantage of that big shot there towards the end. Good back-and-forth game.
Yeah, they did. Your leading scorer is the ball game for the Walnut Warriors, 11 points for Ashley Walker, but a pretty balanced effort as Alyssa Becerra had 6, 5 for Josie Anzalone, and 4 each for Haley Bloom, Emily Mitchell. They spread the wealth around. For the Cougars, it was mostly two players tonight, as Morgan Anstey finished with 19 points. Emily Bierman had 10 all in the first half. She was shut out of the second half, really couldn't get her the ball in any kind of decent spots, and she spent some time on the bench in foul trouble. So other than that, nobody else with more than 3 in the game tonight, as the Cougars fall to 2-4 with the loss, and with the win, the Warriors 4-3 now on the season. Walnut wins it 41-40. Here tonight in the girls' game. It's a doubleheader night. Boys are on the floor right now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the second half of our doubleheader. Again, your final 41-40. Walnut defeating Cam tonight in the girls' game this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Stick around. We got more basketball coming up for you in just moments here on KJAM.